Good afternoon. Welcome to the Fresno County local runoff.
There you go. All right, good afternoon. Welcome to the LAFCO meeting for this afternoon. And can we start off with a roll call?
Commissioner Maxig.
Here.
Commissioner Martinez.
Here.
Commissioner Mendez.
Here.
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Chair Santoyo.
Here. All right. With that, I think we'll do the flag salute, and I'm going to try something different. It's never happened since I've been on the commission. I'm going to ask Brian, our executive officer, to do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so we will go to item three.
Item number three is additions to the agenda. This item is to address any need to move the order of items on the agenda, or if there is a requested addition for a matter that was identified after the preparation of the agenda in which there is a need to take immediate action.
Okay. With that, I'll ask commissioners, is there anything we would like to adjust on the agenda?
Nope.
Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the next item.
Item number four is comments from the public. Any person wishing to address the commission on a subject not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. State your name, address, and please keep your comments to 3 minutes.
Okay, we'll open it up to the public. So if you wish to make some comments, please come to the podium. Okay, no big rush. Okay, so all right. Well, seeing none, we will move to the next item.
Item number five is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
All right, so we'll go to the commissioners. Is there anything that any of you would like to? All right, seeing none, we move on.
Item number six is approved consent agenda item 6A. 6A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of July 9th, 2025.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Item number seven is municipal service review and sphere of influence update for Raisin City Water District.
Report.
All right, that's me. Good afternoon, commissioners. Item number seven is for Raisin City Water District's MSR and SOI proposal. During the year-long process, Raisin City Water District published two draft MSRs. During the first public review period, comments were received from James ID, Reclamation District 1606, Fresno Irrigation District, and Fresno County. With these comments, Raisin City Water District revised the draft MSR, addressing many of the concerns brought forth. During the second public review period, comments were received from Kings River Conservation District and Kings River Water Association. With these comments, Raisin City Water District once again revised the draft MSR, addressing those concerns. The second draft MSR was published on April 23, 2025, and noticing was in compliance with CKH. Just prior to the July hearing, LAFCO received one landowner comment on July 2nd. All submitted comments are attached to the staff report on attachments E through K. At the July 9th hearing, just this last month, Commission approved the related Mid Valley Water District MSR and SOI with conditions and continued Raisin City Water District's SOI update and MSR in addition to the annexation for the August 13th hearing today. Both Raisin City Water District and James ID resumed talks to come to an understanding regarding James ID's historical easement rights to a well field located within Raisin City Water District's proposed SOI. On July 29th, 2025, Raisin City Water District sent a previously drafted MOU to James ID and Reclamation 1606. James ID returned to Raisin City with further revisions. And then on August 12th, which is yesterday, 2025, the Raisin City Water District Board met and accepted the latest version of the MOU between Raisin City Water District and James ID. The signed MOU has been sent to James ID for consideration. The Raisin City Water District proposal will increase the district's SOI by 27,137 acres for a total of 107,262 acres. The district's currently activated services or powers are planning related, as they are authorized to levy and collect assessments and standby charges, perform agreements, enter contracts, and plan for the distribution of water for irrigation purposes. Additional functions or powers enumerated in the district's principal act, which is Water Code Section 34000 to 38501, are latent powers, meaning they are authorized by the principal act when the district is formed, but are not being currently exercised. Activation of these latent powers and services not currently provided by the district will require separate LAFCO authorization upon the district's request. Since its inception, Raisin City Water District has not been able to secure a source of surface water entitlement. Growers within the district obtain water for irrigation purposes by pumping groundwater. The district's primary purpose is to improve groundwater conditions throughout the Raisin City area. So as far as getting into the weeds of what, I guess the basic is what can LAFCOs do and what can LAFCOs, what LAFCOs cannot do. What LAFCO can do is, according to state law or CKH, LAFCO has the authority to approve, conditionally approve, or deny proposed boundary changes. LAFCO can set conditions on annexations, including levying special assessments or service charges. LAFCO can require municipal service reviews. And LAFCO can define and update SOIs. As far as what LAFCOs cannot do, LAFCOs cannot set planning goals. LAFCOs are not land use authorities with authority to establish zoning requirements, general plans, etc. LAFCOs cannot directly regulate land use, property development, or subdivision requirements. LAFCOs cannot regulate GSA boundaries or activities. The Water Code governs the boundaries and activities of the GSAs under SGMA, and GSAs are not districts, so to speak, under CKH. So in the staff report, there are two proposed conditions of approval. The first is Raisin City Water District's execution of the indemnification agreement in the form attached as Attachment D, or substantially similar, subject to legal counsel review. And the second condition of approval is Raisin City Water District will prepare an MSR or update or addendum with the inclusion of a master service plan before activation of additional powers enumerated in the principal act. In conclusion, staff recommends adoption with four actions. The first pertains to the MSR and CEQA categorical exemptions. The second pertains to the SOI update and CEQA exemption. The third pertains to the written determinations and recommendations in the proposed MSR and SOI update. And the fourth pertains to conditions of approval. This concludes staff's presentation, and we are open to questions.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. So I want to just take 1 minute here, and I want to go to legal to kind of reinforce what I think is extremely important is the limitations of the LAFCO Commission. As we want to make sure nobody thinks that we have jurisdiction beyond what we do have. So, Jessica, you heard what was mentioned in terms of our limitations. Are you in concurrence, or is there anything in addition to that that we have limitations?
Nope, that's absolutely accurate. LAFCO has jurisdiction over boundaries and borders, but of local districts, but not of groundwater sustainability agencies.
Okay.
And can't regulate any directly regulate any land use.
Thank you. All right, with that, then I'm going to go ahead and open it up for questions by the commissioners. Nathan?
For me, really, there was only one issue, and I was hopeful that the two sides were going to be able to meet. So I don't need any long presentations unless there's something new that needs to be presented, but I'm pretty much ready to go to vote on this after that one question is answered.
Okay. I agree with Nathan.
Me too.
Same with me. I'm tired of this.
All right. So I do have to open it up to the public, but I'm going to make note that unless you have something new that we haven't already heard or addressed, then I would ask you to reserve that. But if you do have something brand new that we need to hear, then I'll open it up for new comment. Okay, not seeing. Oh, I guess we do have one.
Afternoon, LAFCO Board, Commissioner, and staff. Manny M. Early, James ID.
I'm Manny M. Early with James ID. Just wanted to say that we did meet with Raisin City past month, and wanted to say we were able to work on an MOU that we got signed. Wanted to thank LAFCO staff and the board for pushing this. Also wanted to thank Raisin City Water District's board, particularly Jerry Gunlin. He was instrumental in getting this done. I think he pushed it through and saw it to the end. So thank you.
Any other public comment on this issue? Okay, I'm not seeing any, and I think I can speak for the commission that we do appreciate the parties getting together and finding a more agreeable resolution to the issue. That certainly wasn't in our role to do. We don't need to know the details. That's up to you guys, but we'll take action on what we do have jurisdiction on. And with that, I'm going to open it up to the commissioners for a motion.
Make a motion for action one.
Second that.
Okay. Shall we take the? I guess we'll take them independently.
We have to take them individually, don't we?
Or not? You want to take them individually?
The vote. That was
a secret component, right?
Do. Or can all we them do all one, four so. Of them?
Oh, you have to do them all. Yes, all separately. Yeah. All those.
Okay. All right. Items. So we got motion and second on action one. So all those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Let's go for a motion on action two.
I'll move for staff's recommendation on action two.
Second.
Okay. So we got Nathan. We got Buddy for a motion second. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That passed. And now we'll go to motion three.
Motion for.
Okay. We got a motion. We got a second.
Second.
Second, Buddy. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. And then the last action, action four, motion.
I move for staff's recommendation on second. Action four.
Okay. Nathan and Buddy, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. So next item.
Item number eight is Raisin City Water District Reorganization.
That is our staff report.
Thank you. Okay, if you'll direct your attention to the pink sheet at the dais, the staff report that was distributed and posted on our website for item eight does not reflect the most current information due to a technical hiccup that we had at LAFCO. So the pink sheet document is the correct staff report for item eight for the annexation / reorganization. Some of this is similar. So in May in 2024, Raisin City Water District submitted an application for annexation to Fresno LAFCO. However, prior to the annexation proceeding, a sphere of influence expansion had to be approved, and the MSR review determined to be adequate. In late May of 2025, James ID in Reclamation District 1606 submitted protest resolutions pursuant to Government Code Section 56668.3 as affected agencies. More recently, at the July 9th hearing, the Commission approved the related Mid-Valley Water District MSR and SOI with conditions and continued Raisin City Water District's SOI update and annexation to today, August 13th hearing. Both Raisin City Water District and James ID resumed talks to come to an understanding regarding James ID's historic easement rights to a well field located within Raisin City Water District's proposed SOI. On July 29th, 2025, Raisin City Water District sent a previously drafted MOU to James ID and Reclamation District 1606. James ID returned to Raisin City Water District with further revisions, and yesterday the Raisin City Water Board met and accepted the latest version of the MOU between Raisin City Water District and James ID, and it has been signed and sent to James ID for consideration. At the present, the district is authorized by LAFCO to provide the following services: levying and collecting assessments and standby charges, executing agreements, entering into contracts, and engaging in planning activities related to the distribution of water for irrigation purposes. Growers within the district primarily rely on groundwater pumping for irrigation, and the district's goal, same as the MSR, is to improve groundwater conditions throughout the Raisin City area. The proposed Raisin City Water District annexation will increase the district's service area by 55,543 acres for a total of 107,262 acres. As of today, LAFCO has received 26 letters of support for annexation from landowners in the White area or landowners that currently do not have water district representation. That amounts to approximately 23,553 roughly acres based on the forms that I've received, which is approximately 42% of the proposed district annexation acreage that are in support. So LAFCO received two resolutions in protest of Raisin City Water District's annexation proposal. The commission is directed per Government Code Section 56668.3 to give great weight to any resolution raising objections to the action filed by a district based only on financial or service-related concerns. Both James ID and Reclamation District 1606 have expressed financial and service-related concerns. However, the concurrent proposal does not involve the addition or modification of existing active services and does not impose financial impacts on the objecting agencies. Service-related concerns will be addressed when Raisin City Water District returns to the commission to request activation of its latent power delivery powers. So in this staff report, there are three conditions of approval. The first, the EO shall record the approved application if all conditions have been satisfied. The second, Raisin City Water District's execution of the indemnification agreement in the form attached as Attachment D or substantially similar, which is subject to legal counsel review. And the third is Raisin City Water District prepare an MSR update or addendum with the inclusion of a master service plan before activation of additional powers, which are enumerated in the Principal Act. So in conclusion, staff recommends approval with three actions. The first pertains to CEQA compliance. The second pertains to LAFCO policies and CKH. And the third pertains to conditions of approval. This concludes staff's presentation, and we are available for questions.
Thank you, Jessica. All right, so I'll first open it up for comments, questions by the commissioners. None? All right, with that, then I am going to open it up to the public for this item. If you wish to speak, please come to the podium. All righty. So seeing none, I'm open to...
I'll move for staff's recommendation on
second that.
Item one, the CEQA.
All right. So we've got a motion, a second on action one. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Let's go to action number two.
I'll make a motion for staff's recommendation on action two.
Okay. Buddy's a motion.
Second that.
And vice chair is second. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we go into, I think it's action three.
Make a motion to approve. Conditions of approval.
Okay. Mr. Parr.
Second.
Para and Nathan, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, that's been moved. Let's move to our next item.
Item number nine is alternative trainings.
Thank you, Chair. I'll take that one. So at our last hearing, you asked us to look into some potential training alternatives should CalLAFCO no longer be around in the future. Taking a look ahead, do you have up for the light, please? See a little bit better. Perfect. So I've listed for you, it's also in the staff report as well, some different alternatives that are available. We typically use the Microsoft Office suite. There are different online and college courses, third-party certificates we can look into. QuickBooks, same type of deal, with the exception that there's also additional Government Finance Offers Association. They have a certificate we can go after as well. Brown Act training, typically our council, their firm puts on at least annually, right, Jessica, not twice, a couple times a year.
Yes, we'll do it every year, but you commissioners only need to take it every 2 years.
There you go. So that we have access to that, as well as CSDA also puts on training as well. GIS, we can get training directly through ESRI. We recently established a collaborative relationship with the County Public Works and Planning Department to help us out with some GIS training. But again, there's also online and college courses available. Clerk, CSDA offers some training. There's a certified municipal clerk program, as well as additional online and college resources. So at the end of the day, there are different alternatives available for most of our background, needs for what we need to do day to day. However, for the actual, you know, the meat and bones of MSR work, annexations, right? What happens when you come across a budget you can't really make heads from tails from? What does this service type mean, right? Getting training as to what we do day in, day out, pretty much is not available outside of CalAFCO. So if that were to go away, that'd pretty much be something we'd be severely lacking in. But we can cross that bridge, you know, if and when we ever need to. But that's kind of a breakdown of alternatives to at least keep the basics going. But as far as long-term background information on what we do, that'd be something that we'd kind of fall short on without CalAFCO in the picture.
So, Brian, I might have missed it, which is probably possible. So I'm making the assumption here we are talking about training for staff to make sure they're up to speed with all of these, right?
Yes.
And so I would imagine that you've had basically a session with staff to identify what they need, because you know everybody's going to need maybe something different, right? And so you've done that. How much training do you think we need to implement? Obviously, these are the very options, but do you see us needing to do a lot of training, or do you see us doing, some training? What's your take? I'm trying to figure out where we're at in terms of staff capabilities.
I'd say in order of the biggest need, mm-hmm. since we did recently just switch over to the different, it's QuickBooks Online. They're going away with the desktop version. The features are there, but just typical software engineers, they put all the features in different locations. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to sort through that and figure that out. I'd say that'd probably be top of the list for training. GIS has been certainly helpful, especially with the County Public Works and Planning Department. Those two really, I think, would be, if I had to call anything out, those would be the ones that would be most useful. And then just Brown Act as needed whenever our certificates, expire from the last time that we had the training. Our clerk has been with us since 2016. So she's pretty aware of her responsibilities. And then Microsoft Office Suite, I mean, all of us kind of grew up on that. So not much is needed there.
Have you done kind of an assessment of costs associated to the level of training that might be needed?
So we typically have a budget of, I believe, around $2,000 per year. I think last year we maybe used $800 of that. But that is separate from what we spend for our budget on CalAFCO conferences. So if that were to go away, I would imagine we would at least maximize our regular budget, if not scoot over a little bit from what we spend on CalAFCO to supplement that as best we can, just to make sure we're up to date, because a lot of this is also kind of covered mm-hmm. during those conference sessions with CalAFCO.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, from my perspective, and other commissioners may have a little bit different perspective, but everything I see right there is fundamental. So I know Amanda took on additional roles in terms of accounting, so it's obvious she would need to have that additional help to make sure she gets up to speed. And the other things, like how would we not train Brown Act, right? I mean, these are obvious things. So I'm going to open it up to the commissioners, but it seems to me that this is very reasonable training that we want our staff to make sure that they have that. And it's just a matter of figuring out how to make the resources financially available for that to happen. And like you said, it could be we consider that in whether we continue with CalAFCO or not. So I'll now open it up to the commissioners.
I'm fine with it, you know, what you're doing.
It looks minimal. I mean, you already have this if they want it. GIS is probably the most expensive. Like you said, Microsoft Office Suite is college, Brown Act. So, yeah.
Do you need anything from us on this or not really?
No, unless there's any further direction. I just wanted to report back on what you asked from us last time.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's go to the next item.
Executive officer contract findings. The committee met and we had a brief discussion on what the recommendations were. That was Mario and Buddy. We landed on a recommended minimum to recommend that we meet the minimum salary resolution, which would bring me up to $150,432, which is more or less a 7% increase. The current approved budget accommodates this. The other item that was discussed was the recommendation of matching the previous EO severance. Again, that's a state requirement to have some sort of language in the contract. The committee agreed to match the 16 weeks, as well as ask our legal counsel to add any additional language to meet current state requirements. Jesse has taken the liberty of drafting all that up and having that most up-to-date contract available for you. It is a part of the staff report. If the committee has anything to add to that, if not, we can open it up for questions.
Okay. Yeah. Buddy, you want to say anything? You were on
no,
the
that's fine. I mean, let the other board members say. I mean, we've.
Yeah. You guys have any questions regarding the recommendations?
No, I'm good.
Yeah. I think it's reasonable, and we certainly want to keep Brian around, and so. So I guess we're going to take action on this, right?
Right.
Make a motion to approve. What we have about?
Hold on a second. This might require input from the public. So I'll open up to the public in case anybody has comment and doesn't look that way. So I'll bring it back to the commission.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Parra and second by Buddy. So all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's passed. Next item.
Item number 11 is executive officer comments.
I'll take that one as well. Looking forward to your September hearing. We have your typical minutes on the consent calendar. We also anticipate bringing a Fresno annexation project on consent. For the regular agenda, we're trying to do everything we can to get the Reedley MSR and annexation before you. Delray may or may not happen. We're waiting on a few different documents from them. So that one is a maybe. Your June financials are in front of you for review. Again, we did switch to QuickBooks Online, and that has presented several challenges for us, but we're also available to go into detail either today or separately in a one-on-one conversation. We're more than happy to do that. CalAFCO updates. Mariposa County has joined the list of not renewing, so we are now at 8 out of 58 counties who have not renewed. A note there is that Tehama and Kern, they've pretty much never been a part of CalAFCO, so there would be 6, but technically it's 8. Your July board hearing update for CalAFCO, as well as CalAFCO's latest action plan update, are also in front of you for review. There have been substantial efforts made to get us back on track. I think pretty much all of our initial tasks that they identified have been completed, and they're now focusing on their quarter two projection of tasks. Shifting over to allocations, all city allocations have been received with the exception of Orange Cove and Selma. The county allocation check was mailed out yesterday, so we should get that no later than early next week. And then there were 2 extension of service requests completed, both of them in Fresno, both for water and sewer service, and both of them inside the sphere. Happy to answer any questions on my report today.
Any questions?
So again, Selma and Orange Cove, did they indicate when they're going to get payment to us?
As far as I know, they asked the county for another copy of that breakdown of their allocations. The county has emailed that over to them per their request, so I would assume now they can move forward with getting that invoice and a check written out properly. I'm not sure they didn't receive the first letter or what happened there, but as far as I know, they are now properly notified and should be processing that as soon as possible.
Okay. Any other question, Nathan?
I guess, has there ever been anybody that went like the whole year, didn't pay, and then?
Not the whole year. To my knowledge, Parlier has the longest record before paying, but they still managed to meet the deadline, which is, what, the 31st? The 31st. I think they paid on the 31st is when we got the check. After that, we can take additional action.
I remember that event.
Yeah.
Okay. Dan, you have any questions?
Nope. Just want to let Nathan know I'm not on here anymore.
For getting all your checks. Good, because we were carrying you for years.
I know.
But I do have some other questions.
Oh.
All
right. Okay. So, okay. You want to go to the commissioner's comments? Is that?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. No, I think we're good to go. So let's go to the next commissioner comments.
So thank you for, of course, providing the banking information and also the email that you sent to me prior to the meeting. Appreciate that, too. So as I'm reading this, like, we've got a number of CDs, some in the amount of $40,000, some, I think, $200,000, another one at $100,000. So right now in CDs, what I was looking for, if you're able to share with me, roughly what is the principal amount that we have in CDs? It should be, unless if I'm missing something, around $340,000.
Yeah, I'll say $340,000, $350,000, somewhere around there.
Okay, excellent. And looking at the percentage rates, obviously with the larger amounts in a CD, we get slightly better interest rate. The interest rates that we're getting on those CDs, because they're all one-year CDs, correct?
No, I set up a ladder. So we have a 6, a 9, and a 12, with the idea that in 3 months I'll set up another 1 year to keep the ladder accessible for us at all times.
Good. That way, if we need to access cash, we know that we'll be able to do that.
At least once per quarter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And with Live Oak Bank, how did we land at Live Oak Bank?
I just dove online to try to see who had the best rates available and then narrowed that list down to a couple and did some background check information to make sure they were legit and could, insure our money as well. That was big with me to make sure they carried that FDIC insurance.
That's important. One thing, too, we might want to look at, I don't know, when it comes to policies of procuring banking institutions, I don't know if typically it requires like some type of RFP. If there is no RFP, just making sure that we can show that we follow whatever procurement procedures. If we're supposed to mimic the county, that's fine. If we have our own, that's fine. But was just kind of curious what due diligence was done. The interest rates that Live Oak Bank are paying, I think, are reasonable. So I was just curious, that's all.
Yeah, and I think we checked at the time. We didn't have any requirements to go out for RFP. For that. If the commission is interested in adding something like that, we certainly can. Interest rates have changed quite a bit since then, so it might be time to shop around again if needed, so we can put together policy and update that and then go shopping from there. That's up to the commission's direction.
Those are all the questions I have.
No, I'm good. I was sure glad to get that Raisin City deal passed. I was kind of sad all my friends got up and left.
So what's new about that with the public?
What's
that?
Waiting
for you in the parking lot.
No.
That's good, Nathan. All right. So I guess that puts us to adjournment, the motion for adjournment. So,
moved.
Okay, so a motion made.
I like me, so I'm not going to second.
I'll second. I'll second.
All right, motion to second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Well, we're adjourned.
Good job, Jessica. You made it.